Next up on our Next Gen Farmer Feature Day, we are talking Haggerty Creek Limited. We're talking with the general manager, Chuck Barisich. He's also the president of Haggerty Agrobotics Company. Chuck, thank you so much for talking with us today. Tell us about the company.
Well, I wear several different hats. My wife and I, we own a cash crop farming operation down here outside of Bothell, and we farm with my brother and my parents. Haggerty Creek Limited is a crop input and supply business. We have 15 employees and we supply agronomy and grain services to farmers in the area. And the newest venture is Haggerty Agrobotics. And that company is using and modifying field robots for farmers in Ontario and beyond.
Chuck, how did you get involved with agriculture? Take us through the quick timeline.
Well, we grew up with it. My grandfather settled in this area and, you know, like, you know, a lot of farm kids, we kind of picked up on that. I actually took a bit of a detour. I went to university and worked for Farm Credit Canada for 13 years prior to coming and farming full time. We got involved in Haggerty Creek over 20 years ago due to other retailers exiting the area. And so we built a new facility and partnered up with Agris Cooperative to start our business. And really what it was about is giving us, you know, another form of income to support the farm. And, you know, that's where that came from.
What are some of the traits that have made you successful throughout your career?
I think for myself and my brother, we're very curious people. We're always learning about new things. We're always looking at new technology, like whatever that technology is, whether it's a new farming practice, a piece of equipment, piece of software. We're looking at how do we improve things, you know, year over year. And so I think that curiosity and willing to learn is very critical. I would also argue that we set our expectations correctly. You know, we're not in this to get rich quick. You know, we realize that, you know, agriculture is any business really, it's you have to play the long game and you have to try to figure out, you know, where do I need to be in 5 years or 10 years and look at that long-term horizon and work towards that goal.
My final question actually works perfect with your new venture. In what ways is new technology helping with your operation?
The way that agriculture is changing over time is we can't escape the labor. And in order to grow crops effectively, no matter what they are, you have to do the work. And where technology comes in is it makes that labor easier. And so on our sprayer, for example, the machine drives itself. It has a vision camera on it. It turns around automatically in the field. It logs everything it is doing, and it sends that data up to the cloud. And really, the robotics is a natural evolution of that precision agriculture software. The only difference with the robotic systems is that there's no driver in the seat. And what the robotics does is it enables us to look at alternative cropping systems and methods because the robot is doing the work that we don't have time to do.
Where does the name Haggerty Creek come from?
The Haggerty Creek is actually a man-made drainage system that was dug out, a lot of it by hand, over, you know, about 100 years ago. And all of the land in this area, when you drain it, it drains into the Haggerty Creek. And we liked the name because essentially then all of our customers are attached to Haggerty Creek through the connection to the natural landscape. And that's my brother thought of that, and that's where the name came from.
The last question, if anyone's interested in finding out more about Haggerty Creek and everything that is involved in your business, how would they do that?
Probably the easiest way is to go to our website, which is haggertycreek.com. And in this case, Haggerty has two G's. Or you can look up the robotics business at haggertyagrobotics.com.
Awesome. It's a pleasure meeting you, Chuck, and thanks for this.
No problem. Thank you.